Yes, you have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Welcome
back in the first service. Thank you for worshiping and praising God, the Father in heaven, and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I know the practice you've made.
It will come to pass
well in Jerusalem as
we pray to worship.
You will not think of supper and what you will be.
Practice
you've made well with the travels of this world. It births great goodness from God the Father. Greet once again your brethren. Tell them we go in the journey of heaven. Our journey which brought us this world. We must hold it, get back to our home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
gone back to our journey of heaven.
Like
Philippians 3:20. That truly our home is in heaven. And we await our Savior from there.
1 Timothy 6:7.
We brought nothing on this world.
So we shall
go back with nothing in the kingdom of heaven. But let's remain seeking our home country that we get back there. Even they who first held faith, like Abraham, Hebrews 11:8-16, it says they thought the city of their own country, which God built.
Now,
Hebrews 12:22. And they were welcomed in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God, where there is the chief judge,
and
to the blood of Jesus speaking better words than any other blood. Praise Jesus so much. Because of that, we move on. On our topic of hooking the devil, the fallen angels, and the evil people from the valley to take them for judgment in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, we last saw we are to bury them for 7 months. In the second death, that is the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
when it begins with us, it says, according to Ezekiel, he says he will gather them in the city to melt them with fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we know this great gathering where it is, where he will gather them from, to be able to melt them with fire, to melt them. But I know me and you, we are more than conquerors, and we should not be among them to be melted. But we are going to be among them who carry out judgment on that day. May God bless you as you stand strong and you don't get moved, that you appear among them who are to carry judgment out like we last heard. Praise Jesus. Don't cast aside that word. Like Ezekiel 22:8, let's read again and we hear. We started the hooking away of the devil and his fallen angels and all the evil people to take them from the valley of Megiddo, to take them for judgment in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that they get cast in the lake of fire. They were melted all the days of their lives.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel 22:18. Namabati, namasasi muchoto wakati, okubifukutako omuliro, okubisanusa, bwentyo bwendi kunganya mwe, ngandiko obusungu n'ekiruyi, era ndibateekawo, nembasanusa, wewawo ndiba kunganya nemba fukutako omuliro ogw'obusungu bwange namwe mulisanuka wakati mucho
walibayo kusanusibwa kw'emyoyo
be a melting of spirits
munyanja y'omuliro
in the lake of fire
baitandikira kuchoto cha mukame cha zabu
on the golden altar of God which is in the midst of the cherubims
masekatige chibuga cha Katonda
in the center of the city of God
Jerusalem ekyomukuru
Jerusalem of heaven
yesu yebazimu
praise Jesus
ayinja kusaba ekintu kimu
but I request you one thing
ruana oleme kubera mu masengere
fight not to appear among the draws
or
in the tin.
Na yobe erejinje damu erizimbira ku Kristo Yesu.
But you'll be a living stone building on the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ole moku bera mwa babagane jinje ku.
Don't appear among who reject the living stone.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wanga wayogera na from Peter ekisoka sura ya 10.
When he speaks with us 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 3.
Atukutira nnyo kusigala nga kulima yenje amara.
But says us to remain as living stones.
Atukuli masengere sengere.
And we are not dross. But I've told you, all people who remain in the valley of Magadon, we showed you that joined the armies of the devil to fight the Lord Jesus. And God decided to make them draw stones which have nothing like life and worth in them.
Peter ekisoka esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 3.
Obanga mwalega ku mukama waffe bwali omulungi nga mujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddonde lya muwendo mungi era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba n'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona n'abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Tusaba mufefe na abasaze okukiriza Yesu.
In all of us who've started to believe Jesus.
We kume amainja amara mweraga temagana.
To keep our souls as living stones and shining ones.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Wanga yogera okusinzira mu Daniel
12. This is according to Daniel 12.
Nti abagezigezi.
That they who are wise.
Oba abagezi bali yongera okutegeera.
All the wise will move on to get understanding.
Era abamanyi Katonda
wangu. And they who know their God.
Bali kyusa banje lyo butuuke.
They will turn men into righteousness.
Era bali yakaya kanange munyenyezo.
And they shall shine like the stars in the space.
So kulunaku nuru okusala omusango.
On the day of judgment.
Aba malaika bado ni bahukinga. Ba Satan na ba malaika be na bonu.
Angel but don't hook up the devil, the fallen angels and the evil people.
Ino kuba munga orijinja edamu ngi rote magana burunji.
The saints you must be in them and your living stone and shining very well.
Kwa mubiri kwa mukuru wetu agusoma.
Just as we started the body from heaven.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So kakasa.
Now prove.
Natobera mwaba balinga agayinja injaga
sengere. Don't appear among them like dross.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga singona abera mwago.
For if you be among them.
Tosobora zimbira ku Kristo Yesu.
You can't build on Christ Jesus.
Tosobora kubera kabona.
You can't be a priest.
Tuba tulino kusalira kuna kuluwo musa.
You must carry judgment on the day of judgment.
So ebimu kubijjo endabika okulaba amangu abo okusalira emisango.
One of the things we shall clearly see that we are the judge.
It
will appear in the different bodies we shall be possessing.
Tujja kubanga tuli mu mubiri ogutemagana.
We shall be in a shining body.
Ogwa mayinja ago muwendo
mu. Different precious stones.
Sira abono nyitwala mu mubiri gwabwe.
The evil we saw of their bodies.
Mayinja ga buraka mu mubiri gwabwe.
The stones are blackish with a funny body.
Gulina ebifumita fumita ngabula ba masengere ne bisala
funny, sala. Funny things upon like you see draws.
So we genderize.
Now be very careful.
Kulunaku unonga edobozi ino liogira.
On this day as this voice speaks.
Unakuro kusale misa.
On the day of carrying judgment out.
Hebrewania isurene ye 12.
Hebrews 12.
Unurabi mwebili.
Verse 22.
Atusometu ulire.
Let's read and hear.
Hebrewania sura ya 12. Nolu nyirilu abili mwebili.
Hebrews 12 from 22.
Na ye muze kurosoze Sayuni. Nekuchivuga cha Katonda omulamu. Yerusalemi echo muguru. Neri obukumi wa malaika. Neri okunganiro deni ere kanisa yababereberye abawandikiddwa mu ggulu. Neri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna. Neri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa. Neri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya.
Ngulidde kijja okubaayo.
Have you heard what happening?
Buli ali wali gwaba baleeta nga bayingiza.
As they bring them entering them.
Bayita ku street eyo
musanvu. They pass the 7th street.
Yababa yingiza.
And they enter them Jerusalem.
Neri dobozi nga batandiko bahukinga.
As they begin to hook them.
Obo kubaroba
or to hook them up
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
voice will begin to welcome them. All those who see on the judgment seats, in them are thousands of holy angels, and the firstborn written the holy book through the Old Testament,
and
they purify through the New Testament. You who enter, you will be knowing clear how you rejected to believe. And they will believe they will have shown them to you. Now it's not an easy day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know God has gotten silent many seasons. Like he said in Psalms 50. That you did all that, I kept silent. But I'll bring them upon you one day. This is the day of knowing they who totally believed God.
The
day of understanding God. It's not a day of the evil to be saved. They have realized that truly God is God. God never argues with people.
Because
you know, he was, he is, and is going to be.
So, whatever
he spoke, they will come to pass, their day will come.
Now,
that's why he never argues with people. When his spirit contends with us, he tells him, get aside.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
let's try to be among them who carry judgment out. This burying, we are to bury these evil people. The devil and his fallen angels.
All
evil refuse to repent.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We knew
that it's going to take 7 months. But remember, this burying, it is called the second death of everlasting.
So,
when we speak of burial, don't think we're going to bury dead bodies.
These
which never breathe under the sun.
We're
going to bury them who died within Adam. They who have not a body of heaven.
Are
the ones going to be buried.
Now
they will bury you. You is not repented. They will bury you alive within the lake of fire. That's why there is the time that when they will bury. According to Ezekiel 39, verse
11.
Ezekiel
39,
verse
11. Ekiwonvu kyabo abayita mu kuluyi olw'ennyanja.
When we speak
of the lake, we speak of the lake of fire.
Ezekiel 39
verse 11.
Era kiriziyiza abo abayitamu. Era baliziika eyo Gogi n'olufulubero lwonna.
All people within Gog.
That
we spoke about Gog is the planet where we are. But we need our armies prepared to fight God.
Underground
from underground and under the ocean.
People
walking within the world of darkness.
The world
of not knowing and understanding God. That's why they say they will bury Gog and the multitudes in it.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel 9
verse 11.
Kale bali kiyita nti kiwonvu kya Kamonugogi. Ere nyumba ya Isirayiri bali mali emyezi musanvu nga babaziika.
Emyezi giri ba musanvu.
There will be 7 months
ejokuziika
of burying.
Ere nyumba ya Isirayiri bali mali emyezi musanvu nga babaziika. Balongose ensi. Wewaawo. Abantu bonna ab'omu nsi bali baziika. Era kiriba kya kaati gye bali ku lunaku lw'endigulumizibwa. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda.
Nti oluziika luno.
That this burial.
Lwa lwatu.
It is a memorial burial.
Teri kwekwekereza.
There's nothing like hiding anything.
Oziika omuntu nga mulamu nga naye
alaba. You bury someone and they're alive as they see.
You know,
when they bury dead bodies on this earth, they don't even see where we take them.
But
their spirit have been taken in hell, in their tombs within hell.
Now their
second
burial,
let's call them the third tombs. We have graveyards and tombs of this body, the tombs within hell, and the lake of fire. But he has said, this burial is memorial. It appears to bury you when you understand very well where they put me, I'll not get back all my days. I'm going to be in being melted. Now, we request you one thing. Don't dare test God at all. In the way of rebelling.
For
that day you will prove as they bury you in the lake of fire.
Yet
what surprises about this burial?
It is the most thing.
You know you never get out of there. All your days. Repeat that verse.
Ezekiel 39
verse 13.
Wewa abantu bonna abomu nsi. Bali bazika. Era kiriba kyakati jebali kuruna kulwendi gulumizibwa.
Mchaji?
Kyakati.
Angulile, Yerusalemu nga tumazo abono njibu nababa Hawkins.
After the Eve have been hooked, brought for judgment.
I know zika.
We have to bury.
Chintu chibicho namu.
Not to retain endless evil thing remembered.
Ojitekede.
Have you understood that?
Siri ajana kuwebuza abuza.
No one will even pretend around. Even the thought is going to be judged. But no one will pretend and confuse
themselves.
On this day is very serious. To see that nothing like evil remains. Though anyone with sin. For Bible shows. What will happen that day you will see clear. That they will end group of angels.
And
among saints who pass through to see whether no one has escaped.
has
pretended and hid in the children of God.
So mama
they think it's a joke.
Ezekiel sura satumu mwenda.
Ezekiel 39 verse 13.
Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Era bali awulamu abasajja okuba n'omulimu ogw'olutata. Abanaayitanga mu nsi okuziika abo abaliyitamu. Era bali awulamu abasajja okuba n'omulimu ogw'olutata. Abanaayitanga mu nsi okuziika abo abali yitamu, abali sigala ku maaso g'ensi, okujirongosa, emyezi musanvu nga giweddeko, bali noonya.
Sebo tujja sana, emyezi ejo musanvu nga giwedde.
After 7 months,
they
have to search around.
Nga tufuna baku watu waramu gulwedi jane
se mpia. Before we take you in new heaven, new earth. No evil person has remained among you.
Jukire eriyo.
Remember.
Erimu watu kufu.
In the holy, most holy of holies.
So teri ingire wadomuchi.
Nothing like an evil person will enter there. After we've carried out judgment 7 months. Angels making the four living creatures.
They're going
to search out, see none has remained.
Shouldn't
go in new heaven and new earth above the heavens.
Where
persons remain with the seed of evil in them.
Ezekiel esule ya satumu mwenda.
Ezekiel 39:15.
Tinabo abayita mu nsi bali yitamu. Awo omuntu yenna bwanalabanga eggumba ly'omuntu. Kale anaasimbangako akabonero. Okutuusa abaziisi lwe baliziika mu kiwonvu Kamonugogi.
We
speak of the lake of fire.
No kusingano businganya kagumba komono nyakaso otosi. Nekagwa bajja kukalo no bakasule yo muliro.
People will get it cast in the lake of fire.
Gwobwe bintu chabita bya kusaka.
Think things are a joke.
Ezekiel 39 olunyirwa 16.
Ezekiel 39 verse 16.
Era walibao ekibuga ekiri yitibwa Kamona. Bwe batyo bwe balirongosa ensi. Nawe omwana w'omuntu, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, yogera n'ennyonyeza engeri zonna na buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko nti mukungaane mujje, mukungaane enjuyi zonna eri saddaaka yange gye mbaweerayo, saddaaka ennene ku nsozi za Isirayiri, mulye ennyama munywe omusaayi, mulirya ennyama y'abaamaanyi Nemunywa omusayi gwabalangira abensi.
Ngebyo bijja kubawo.
Those will be happening.
Wagamba ebintu byonna ebadde amaanyi agabadde gakozesebwa mu magombe.
All power which has been used within hell.
Kole ibonyo obonyo.
To make punishments there.
Bajja kubayo eri mu bunyo.
It will be within the lake of fire.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Sere bisinga bwe tusoma wano.
Many times when we read here.
Tugamba ne bagamba nti Isirayiri eribeera mu kuziika.
And they say Israel will be in burial.
Oba okusula bano mu kufa okwokubi.
Cast this in the second death.
Abantu bagenda ne bagamba.
People get to say.
Nti oba oli awo be Bayisirayiri bali.
Perhaps they are the Israelites. Known this world. But the real true Israelites, they will believe the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I wanted you to get to understand more on what concerns Israelites. Before we get to explain the burial.
Answers
say, perhaps they will bury me and I would have died and I don't breathe. My brother, you will be seeing clear.
They
cast in the lake of fire, you get down as you see. Like someone falls in the sea and they drink the water and they sink down. That's how you will be.
You
who never repents to leave evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On the Israelites, let's know all people believe the Lord Jesus and they totally leave sin. Those are the true Israelites. They will be on this burial. According to Romans 10.
No, Isura ya Mwenda.
Romans 9.
Barumi Isura ya Mwenda, Noru Nyiri Yorusoka. Njoke na mazima mu Kristo sirimba. Omoyo gwange nga guntegeeza mu mwoyo omutukuvu nga nina ennaku nnyingi olw'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri be Bayisirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa abalina bajjajja abo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe gyonna amiina
olw'omukaaga
naye si kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kyavaawo kubanga abava mu Isirayiri si be Bayisirayiri bonna
abava mu ki
mu Isirayiri
mu Isirayiri eri
not those who descend from Israel the real Israelites who will be on this burial. All people will get from Israel and
started
to believe the rightful Israel. But that is the Lord Jesus, the firstborn son of God. Whoever believes him is become a Christian and that is the true
Israel.
That is the true Israelites. But the name Israel, it's the name like you see Christ. Which means the anointed one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
when we entered AD, when Israel came, he changed the name, he called himself Christ.
So nitubanga, fenaba mukiriza, tugendira
muruburu. And we got all who believe him went into the same
line. Umoyo wa Christ.
And we have the spirit of Christ. And we can get to be true Israelites. According to Exodus 4, verse 21 and 22, Israel is Christ Jesus our Master, Son of God, the Living. Exodus
4,
verse
22. Na ye oligamba Farao nti, bwati wayogera mukama, nti Isirayiri ye mwana wange, omubereberye wange. Nange nkugambye nti leko mwana wanga mpereze nawo oganye okumuleka.
Ye mwana wo muki?
He is the firstborn.
You
know him very well.
Omwana omubereberye wa
the firstborn son of the father.
Ye mukama afani.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Yesu. Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus so much.
So Israel yo wadala.
Now the true Israel.
Ye Kristo Yesu.
That is Christ Jesus.
Israel gwe mumanyi.
Israel you know.
Yali Yakobo.
It was Jacob.
Erinya lya muwe wabuwebwa.
The name was just given him.
Ngali jibwa ku Kristo.
And it was gotten from Christ.
Eri mu naking ne bali mute ne bali mugatako.
And joined it upon him.
Libere erinya lyo mukisa.
To be a blessed name upon him.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So Israel yo wadala.
Now the true Israelite.
Ye mwana wa Katonda omberebere.
The true Israel is the firstborn son of God.
Wo burenzi.
the firstborn son of God.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kusinzira ku byatunyonyola mu Kolosayi.
According to what he explains in Colossians.
Sura esoko nyure 12.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12.
Kutukira da kule 15.
Reaching verse 15.
Agamba bwati.
He says this.
Bakolosayi sura esoka olunyirirwa 12.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Ngamwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika ogw'abatukuvu mu musana eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa mwe tubeerera n'okununulwa kwe kusonyibwa kw'ebibi byaffe oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa muguru ne kunsi
ndiye mberebere wachi
is the first born
so Israeli ye mwana wa Katonda mberebere wo
is the first born son of God
ye Kristo mwenyini
that is Christ Jesus himself
wabula Yakobo wo mubiri
but Jacob of the flesh
yali yawebwe erinyalie
had been given his name
liberere nyeriyo mukisa
to be a blessed name upon him
yeso ngaruachi Yakobo bwarabika kunsi
that's why when Jacob appeared on this world
tumulaba nebikabya bana bachali 10 meka
we see with the 12 tribes of Israel
12
kati
Israeli yo wadala bwe yajja
when the real Israel came
it
we go 12 of disciples.
Betula Matayo 10.
Whom we saw in Matthew 10.
Israeli origino.
That's the original Israel.
Era alino kuleta ebikabi.
He had to bring down his clans.
Kati ahwa mchilibu echiti.
Now the total is this.
Ntibu yali mchisikirizi.
When he was in the shadow.
Echa Yakobo.
Of Jacob.
Ya itibu Israeli.
Who was called Israel.
Yafuna. He
got 12 tribes of Israel.
When
he came in the body of
Israel,
he as Israel,
the
Lord Jesus Christ.
He
got 12 disciples.
And he
ended up having 24 elders.
So all these
were a shadow of the 24 elders, out of which all we came and come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 disciples,
it's
the shadow of the 24 elders, in Revelation 4, verse
1
to 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
if you want to get back to that clan,
and
to be of the Christ,
or
to be an Israelite,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Oh, you know, Christ.
You must clothe Christ.
Oh, you
must clothe the real Israel.
No fana na ye.
And you appear like him.
No berombo Israeli
and
wadala.
You get to be a real Israelite.
Obama, nyedwanga,
or the one known as a Christian.
So, omukristayo no Israeli.
A Christian and an Israelite.
Litegeze chin.
That name means the same thing.
Litegeze yafukibwa kama
it means the one who is anointed.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye, ebyo tujja biranga twa Kristo omutufu
na kanisa. We shall see that as we see the Christ in his church.
Uliokonda bila okugatta kwensi zonna.
And you see the joining of the entire nations.
Okusemba yo Katonda ino gatta fe nanga bwetwali bwetwava mu Adam.
God has to join all of us as we came from Adam.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ngati wacha ali agambo bachino
ba. No one says this.
Abaisraeli balalo aba Kristayo.
Israelites are different and Christians are different.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye, mu bufunze.
But in brief,
okubera kuba Israeli abagendo zika.
To be in Israel is who are going to bury.
Okuzika Satani ne bamalaika baba.
Bury the devil and his fallen angels.
Nabono nyibo nna.
And all the evil people.
Munyanja yomuliro.
With the lake of fire.
Ibagendo okubera nga bafe nnaku zonna.
Where they're going to die eternally.
Oyino okwambala Kristo.
You have to clothe Christ.
Nga Galatia sura yokusatu wetu gamba.
Like Galatians 3 tells us.
Pa Galatia sura yakusatu.
Abiri mukaga paka abiri muenda.
Olunyiri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Galatians 3:26.
Kubanga mwe mwenna muli bana ba Katonda olw'okukkiriza mu Kristo Yesu. Kubanga mwenna ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo mwayambala Kristo.
Fenna ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo.
Who got baptized to enter Christ.
Kubanga tubatizibwa omwoyo n'amazzi.
We baptized with spirit and water.
Tubera ba anointed.
And we get to be anointed.
Oba tubera ba Israeli abalina abaana abalina omwoyo wa Katonda.
Get to be Israelite children with the spirit of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Sibu oyambala Kristo oba oyambala Israeli.
You close Christ or Israel.
Ofuka mu Israeli oba mu Kristo.
You become an Israelite or a Christian.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So chovude nga bagamba.
That's why you heard it say.
Ya batuku vubali bera eri mukuzika.
That the saints will be there in burying.
Unako olumuna yetu jakuwa mukuzika. Na inga teliko kungu baga.
We shall be burying but there is no mourning.
Wanga vubali bera bali mukubasasura.
For they will be paying them back.
Omuntu babera bamusasura gwengo okaba.
When they pay someone then you cry.
So fena bayambala Kristo Yesu.
Now all who clothe Christ.
Era tugambiwa mu nyino olwabiri mu omusanvu.
We are told in verse 28.
Bagalatia sura yokusatu olunyiriri lwabiri munaana. Tewali mu Yudaya newankubadde omuyonaani, tewali muddu newankubadde oweddembe, tewali musajja na mukazi, kubanga mwe mwenna muli omu mu Kristo Yesu.
Fena tulina okuba omuki?
We all must be one Yesu. In Christ Jesus.
Kakati bali aba abaliwanga mu kibinja kya Isirayiri.
Now the others who counted in the group of Israel.
Bagattibwa n'abaalibwa okuba Abakristo.
They are counted to be among the ones of Christ the Israelite.
Kubanga Isirayiri omu yekka.
For he is the one Israel.
Tuvula mu nyolo lusemba bakugamba olwabiri mu mwenda.
In the verse 28-29 they say this.
Bagalatiya sura ya 3 olunyiri lwabiri mu mwenda.
Galatians 3:29.
Era nammwe bwe muli abakristo, kale muli zadde lya Ibulayimu, era muli basika ng'okusuubiza bwe kuli.
Ngawulidde engatta eyo bweri.
You hear that she is.
Tumanyi nga Isirayiri ava mu.
We know Israel of the flesh.
Yakobo.
Jacob.
Ava mu Ibulayimu.
Comes from Abraham.
Naye ate ne Kristo era muzzukulu w'oli mu mubiri
wa Ibulayimu. Even Christ is the descendant of Abraham in the flesh.
Sabambala Kristo Yesu.
They are clothed Christ.
Be Isirayiri abaddala.
Are the real Christian.
Be Kristo
abaddala. And they are the real Israelites.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Manyinga otegedde bulungi.
I know you have understood.
Kubanga abantu bangi badde bagenda buzabuza Abaisirayiri be bali beera mu kuziika
buka. Israelites alone will bury.
Okusala emisango.
To carry judgment.
Naye okusinziira ku bikululwa musanvu.
But according to Revelation 7.
Iraga ntugenda kumala tuve mbikane nnimi n'amawanga byenjawo.
Eventually shall get up from different clans, nations and languages.
Okulabika okusala omusanvu.
To appear for judgment.
Era tulibeera batukuvu.
And we shall be holy.
Katusomeyo ko tulabe.
Let's read and we see.
Bikulwa musanvu nyoro mwenda
pa Revelation 7:9-13.
Ku bikululwa sura eyo musanvu olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Revelation 7 from verse 9.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo nendaba era laba. Ekibiina kinene omuntu yenna kyatayinza kubala mu buli ggwanga n'ebika n'abantu n'ennimi nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe ne mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga nga bambadde ebyambalo ebyeru n'amatabi g'enkindu mu mikono gyabwe ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti obulokozi bwa Katonda waffe atudde ku ntebe n'eri omwana gw'endiga ne bamalayika bonna abaali bayimiridde nga beetoolodde entebe n'abakadde n'ebiramu ebina ne bavunnamu amaaso gaabwe mu maaso g'entebe ne basinza Katonda.
Ekyo kijja kubeerawo mu Yerusalemu.
That will happen in Jerusalem.
Bamalayika bonna nga bwe bali abatukuvu.
Angels and the saints.
Naye bw'oba osoma ku bikulwa musanvu.
When read Revelation 7.
Esooka n'ekulaga abaava mu bika biri eby'omubiri.
It shows you they who came from the clans of the flesh.
Eby'abaana ba Isirayiri.
Of the Israelites.
Akati ate wano ne bakulaga ate abavudde mu mawanga ag'enjawulo.
Down they show they who have come from different nations.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Okujja bafuke wamu Abaisirayiri abaddala.
Come to totally become true Israelites.
Oba betuita Abakristaayo abazaliwa mu mulyo gw'okubiri.
All the Christians who got born again.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So kakasa.
Now prove.
Nga ku lunaku olubeeramu abo Abaisirayiri abookuzi abagendo bamukuziika.
There you appear in the Israelites who are to bury.
Okuziika okw'olwatu.
Burial which is going to be memorable.
Ogenda ziika sitaani ng'alaba
bw'ati. You're going to bury the devil as a sin.
Yezebeli.
Jezebel,
Nabi wa bulimba,
the false prophet,
ba malaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
obwefudde aliyeni eyo mu
bwengule, aliens in the space,
abononya abagaana okwenenya,
all people who refuse to repent,
mu buli mulembe,
it's the generation, every generation,
bonna balirabika ku olwo,
all will be brought on that day.
Naye nsaba ekintu kimu,
but I pray one thing,
lwegatte ku batukuvu abali mu kibuga kya Katonda,
join on the saints in the city of God,
n'okuuma obutuukirivu,
and you keep righteousness.
Chingona abiza nyinamu.
If you joke within it,
itujja kuzika mu lwatu.
We shall bury you openly.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Ubikulirwa 22.
Revelations 20.
Onyole 10 n'olum.
Verse 11.
Agamba bwati.
He says this.
Kubikulirwa sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri ole 10 n'olum.
Revelations 20:11.
Nenda bentebe ez'obwakabaka ennene enjeru. N'oyo. Nenda bentebe ey'obwakabaka ennene enjeru n'oyo eyali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge.
Twogera ku kitundu kino ekyawansi.
We speak of the realm below.
Oluvannyuma lw'emyezi egy'omusanvu okusala.
The 7 months to carry judgment out.
Eggulu tumanyi eryawansi lijja kuvaawo.
We know the heaven of the realm below will pass away.
Then wali ennyanja y'omuliro mu kibuga kya Katonda.
And then the lake of fire, the seat of God.
Ebadde etokosa abantu nga balinga ebyenyi ebifi.
Which been melting people like pieces of meat in the saucepan.
Ejatandika okubavuga kati.
It will begin to drive them.
Eita mu basement yeyo wasi.
Passes the basement of the heaven. And it moves up in the wheels of the four living creatures. And it goes where you see red on the throne in the third heaven. And it stretches out. When we get there, it ends up in seraph number 6. We
are
to go up there.
That
I've briefly sampled you.
In
the seraph of fire.
He has
mountains of fire in him. That's why the seraph fulfills what they say. That God is a consuming fire. That is the part of a consuming fire.
The
other part they say is the stream of living waters. There we understand many things. We are in the full knowledge of God. You know me, I speak it very bold. After we've studied, you will prove it. You know God says,
when
you prophet God
speak,
after you're going, they will know in their midst there have been a prophet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Me, I will
not make
adverts,
but after the mission,
the
more it moves on, after you prove someone was sent. And the word full knowledge, I don't speak to praise myself. But I speak the truth. And I don't lie within the Holy Spirit. Revelations 20 verse 11.
Era tebyazuulirwa na kifo. Nenda babafu abakulu na abato.
Akati deba. Abakulu nakuluno.
On this day.
Bagamba muyaraba abafu.
They say you saw the day.
Abalete bwano bata babaleta bale.
They are brought walking.
Abafu.
But they are dead.
Abakulu na abato.
The great and the young.
Kuva ku myaka musanvu okudde ndoza
muchimani
okudda waguru. Nejukira walitogenda kutoka yongo limoto.
You not reach there when you're young. Get from the body when you're younger in age. But their old spirits will be the same. That's why these they are called dead here. That's why they use the language we are going to bury them. Now someone has been asking, what kind of burial is that?
We are
going to bury people as their dead bodies? No.
The dead
who died through Adam and refused to resurrect. And they refused to get born again in Christ Jesus. This time we have to bury them. God had never made their burial. But on the day of judgment,
it's
the day to bury them.
And I'm
going to enjoy to bury the stubborn who fight the truth. You know, a dead body
is
the dead body of someone who hangs themselves with first cane it.
But
these people hang themselves
with
the word they refuse, they climb trees and hang themselves.
The gospel
here, someone refuses, they go to hang themselves. Now they
don't
first beat them in hell. And then we have to bury you. Now see it like this. People refuse the word of God. All of them are hanging themselves. I don't know you understand me. They take them in hell, they beat them for hanging themselves.
For
dead bodies which are hanging themselves, they first beat them on this world. And after we take them into the lake of fire, we bury them. And they
are
melted all their days. Remember they have said, and I saw the dead. And they have come to be judged. Dead bodies are dead. They are dead who died through Adam.
They refused
first resurrection raised in Christ Jesus. For if they refuse,
then the
second death have a right over them.
Now
you refuse, you're hanging yourself.
You claim
the devil when he too hanged himself.
But you are
going to hang yourself.
You know, the devil
lies to you till you've hanged yourself. Have you ever seen the devil get someone, put them on a rope to hang them? He just lies you. You're going to go rest. You hang yourself. You get escape the troubles of the world. Did you find the devil holding someone to hang them on the tree? You
then
believe in the devil like that. The devil lies, don't believe him till you've hanged yourself. It's you who makes your life get lost.
And you
say, what does it profit you? And you forfeit your soul.
The devil is upon
you till you forfeited your soul. But you can overcome him. Decide to believe the word of God with all your heart and all your life.
Revelation
20:12.
Abakulu n'abato nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikkulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa, kye kitabo ky'obulamu.
Kitabo ky'obulamu tumanyi nga ye Kristo.
The book of life, you know him as Christ.
Ebyo twajja tubisomako mu kusooka.
We started all that before.
Kubikkulirwa essula ya 20 olunyiriri lwa 12.
Revelation 20:12.
Abafune basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo, ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu.
See that the nations, clans, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before we reach the burial, brethren, here there are many things to separate from here.
In these
books of death, we shall repeat them briefly. And the book of life, which is one. Many people on this world are still in the book of death. The first book of death. And they died through Adam. And they have never gotten born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the other problem, which is the second book of death, the lake of fire, in it they are also there.
For
rebelling, refusing to resurrect in the midst there. And they rebel against the grace of God.
So
we've been given grace to align ourselves. Many of people have rebelled against the grace. And they refuse to reconcile with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
before we get explained of that, let's move on
to
the fullness of how they're going to be hooked out. And the sea will bring they who are in it, the death. And death too will bring even hell. They are going to get them from where? Let's finish this verse and we hear. Revelation 20:13.
N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu.
Katunnyonnyoke ennyanja.
Let's get explained of the sea.
Kubikkulirwa 17:15.
Revelation 17:15.
Kubikkulirwa essuula ey'17 n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Revelation 17:15.
N'angamba nti, amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Now don't be that thing. That the sea will bring people and will take them for judgment. Those
are
they who come from nations, clans, and languages. When they see and the sea
blows,
they have joined the white clans, nations, and languages. Revelation 20:13. I think you realize the sea. The nations, clans, and languages. Death and hell, still you know him. Now they're taking them away, you know. Death and hell.
The
ones who bring the ones from the nations, clans, and languages. They who rebelled against God. According to Revelation 6. Verse 7 and 8. Death and hell, they were marked there.
So to down all those anti.
How does death appear that it brought its dead? And now hell opened and spat out people out of it. No. Shows how angels will hook them.
They
brought them on the chains and they'll be dragging them.
That you took out, must tweet ya
where where the street begins from.
The angels
of fire will be lining up both sides. They pass through the
gates.
And you're melting like
down.
But you melt, it's not pouring.
Street ya for yagara jiwa.
Our street want to darken it.
You
melt, you're not pouring.
I think you're pouring, but you're not pouring.
Magombe uri wali Abaddon.
Hell is there Abaddon.
Ufa uri wali.
Death is also there.
Manu wibage endo kuturi itina wali.
This will bring them as they hook them to the city.
Wabufuba. Pama robo mumatama.
Hook them. Hook
them in the
chicks.
Babukena ufimu
banga. And they fly with them in the space.
Baite wano kumuriyangu.
And they pass the northern door.
Baite mutami no batuke ku street.
Reach the streets.
Eriye yomu savu.
The seventh streets.
Bawarure.
And they will drag them. Onto the chains. Stand up on your feet. And you stand, you can't stand.
They
bring prisoners.
They
put chains on their hands. They bring you struggling to walk. You can't walk. You feel you're pouring because of the fire. You pass between the angels of fire. Death and hell. Their name is joined in Revelation 9. Verse
11.
Revelation
9:11. Abaddon. Nemuryonani alina erinya. Apolloni.
That his name is that. They will lead to bring people in the Jerusalem city.
And hook
them from the planet.
Hooks
from the valley of the Magadon.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The number ya wamu.
Their total number according to Revelations 9:16. This is the number of they who are to hook.
N'omuwendo gw'eggye eri abeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri.
Ze biliyoni ebikumi bibiri.
There are 200 billion.
Ezigenda hooking.
Who are going to be hooking.
Kitegeeza ate bano batono ku bantu.
It means these are few
abali beera mu kiwonvu ekyo.
Who will be within that valley.
Kubanga bw'ogattako ekimu ekyokusatu ky'abamalayika.
Who will join a part of the angels on them.
Ze trillion isatu n'obutontondo nga busatu.
3 trillion point like 3.
Ezezo.
33 trillion fallen angels. Means they are going to be correcting, gathering, taking them. When you join on the human beings, the multitudes, they who have ever lived under the sun, the five who are foolish, to gather them there. But they to gather, they are 200 billion. Angels working under the angel of death and hell. That's why you had to say that death and hell brought the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So I
request us to prepare for that mission of carrying judgment out. What will front you is righteousness, which you are keeping right now.
That
will be counted among them
who
are going to carry judgment out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So for banyo,
now try so much. Maybe you've been fellowshipping many churches or many synagogues,
but
no preaching how you're going to be doing it. It's the moment you have a good decision.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I really
force people to come from where they are. But if you want your life
to be,
if you want to know how you can prepare yourself, we call you the new generation with the full knowledge of God. No one is going to be on their judgment without knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on reading Joel. Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3 from verse 1 and 2.
Yoweri esule yokusatu olunyiriri olusooka.
Joel 3 from verse 1.
Kubanga laba munnaku ezo ne mubire ebyo bwe ndikomyawo obusibe bwa Yuda ne Yerusalemi ndikunganya amawanga gonna ne mbaserengesa mu kiwonvu kya Yekosofati. Kale ndiyime eyo ne mpolereza abantu bange n'obusika bwange Isirayiri bebasaasaanyiriza mu mawanga ne bagabana ensi yange. Era bakubidde abantu bange obululu. Era bawaddeyo omulenzi olw'omukazi omwenzi. Era batunda omuwala olw'omwenge.
Ebyo byonna bibaddewo wano.
All those have been on this world.
Naye bw'ogenda kunyola omwenda agamba bw'ati.
Get to verse 9, they say this.
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Joel 3 verses 9.
Mulangirire kino mu mawanga. Mutegeke obulwa.
Bategeke ki?
Obulwa.
Aha. Obulwa bumanyi.
You know, war.
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Joel 3 verse 9.
Mulongoose abasajja ab'amaanyi. Abasajja bonna abalwanyi basembere bambuke. Muweese enkumbi zammwe okuba ebitala. N'ebiwabyo byammwe okuba amafumu. Omunafu ayogere nti ndi w'amaanyi.
Bajjeni mu kiwonvu.
Let them come in the valley.
Lutalo gye twalabye nga luzibu ddala.
Where we saw a battle very hard.
Mwanguwe mujje. Mwe mwenna amawanga ageetoolodde mukuŋŋaane. Serengese eyo ababo ab'amaanyi. Ayi Mukama.
Ne Mukama naye aserengese baani?
He go to take his
ababa ab'amaanyi.
Great man.
Bava mu nsi yawa.
They come from the far country.
Kusina mu Isaiah 13.
According to Isaiah 13.
Basajja bamalala babenyumiriza Babadoni.
These men are proud over what they do.
Bava mu nsi yawa.
They come from the far country.
Obunnyo obutakomanja wadde bakola ebbanga.
God bless people where they've worked all along.
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiriri lwa 12.
Joel 13 verse 12.
Amawanga gayimuke gambuke mu kiwonvu kya Yekosofati kubanga eyo gye ndituula okusala omusango gw'amawanga gonna ageetoolodde. Muteekeewo ekiwabyo kubanga ebikungulwa byengedde.
Baabagamba bamalayika Abaddon.
They told angel Abaddon.
Muteekeewo ekiwabyo.
Put there the sickles.
Oba muteekewo ekigendo hookinga.
Put what is going to hook.
Bino bikungulwa kati bya nyanja ya muliro.
These are harvests to be taken the lake of fire.
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiriri lwa 13.
Joel 3 verse 13.
Mujje musambe kubanga essogolero lijjudde. Amabavu gayiika. Kubanga obubi bwabwe bungi. Oluggube lw'abantu
bangi.
They are very many.
Bangi
multitudes
okuva mu bantu ne bamalayika bali beera mu kiwonvu.
Human beings and angels will be in that valley, fallen angels.
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'14.
Joel 3 verse 14.
Oluggube lw'abantu bali mu kiwonvu eky'okumaliriramu.
Bagenda kuba mu kiwonvu kyakumalirira kyakusalawo.
Valley of decision.
Ani awereza Katonda
tamuweza. Who serves God, who never serves him.
Kakati fe.
Now we.
Abali beera mu Yerusalemu
eky'omukulu. We will be in Jerusalem of heaven.
Tuliba tumaze okuddayo.
We would already have gone back home.
Era tuliba tumaze kwawula kati awereza Katonda tamuweza.
Who served God, who never served him.
Era okusinziira mu Malachi sura y'okusatu.
And according to Malachi 3.
Onyole 18.
Verse 18.
Tugenda kudda tusooke tugendeyo.
We're going to get back. Let's first go there.
Malachi esula ya kusatu. N'olunyiriri lwa 18.
Malachi 3 verse 18.
Awo. Bwe mulidda.
Bwe tuliba tukoze eki?
After we've come back.
Tuzeeye waffe mu ggulu.
Gone home back in heaven.
Awo. Bwe mulidda. Ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi. Oyo aweereza Katonda. N'oyo atamuweereza.
Tumaze ebbanga ddene.
Taken a long time.
Abamu batulimbye mbu bagenda mu ggulu tebagenze.
Like as they go to heaven, they have not gone.
Bagenze mu keye.
They have gone within
amadini gafeze ense
eno. Religions have gone this world.
Obulokole obw'ekirimba bufeze.
Salvation which is false.
Naye abagenda otuuka mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They to reach the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Bebagenda okwawula.
Are the ones to separate.
Kubanga tugenda kuba ku screen zaffe ez'omu Yerusalemu.
On our screens of Jerusalem.
Ezikolebwa ebikonde eby'ettabaazi omusanvu.
Are made by the seven lampstands.
Nga tulaba abali mu kiwonvu n'ebibonye obunyi
balimu. See people in the valley and the torment
they're in. Nenga ye babalobamu n'amalobo.
How they hook them up with hooks.
Ne babaleeta wali ku musanvu.
bring them for judgment.
Not to look clear.
Who was conning within the gospel? Who lied to you? They got born again.
Yet
they didn't get born again in reality. Who has been conning? In church, but they claim we are brethren in Christ. Now they died, we thought they went to heaven. That they will see whether they served or not. Whether they are righteous or not. You will see the popes.
They officiate saints,
you will see when they were not saints.
It's
the valley of decision.
Those
who remain in it all will not be righteous. The planets and the stars would have already fallen. And the heaven of the rim below will be an empty desert. And they are down below there, making noise, weeping. And in Jerusalem ourselves, we are watching whatever is moving on. It's a day of coming back. And as we get back,
separate
who serves God and who never serves Him.
The
righteous and unrighteous. On the world there are many conditions here. The righteous, the holy one, Cardinal Emmanuel, so and so. That is conning. It's not there. There's no holiness there. You keep righteousness in the word of God.
Get
those white garments to claim you are holy.
Your
actions are very dirty.
Joel 3
verse 14.
Kubanga, olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi. Mu kiwonvu eky'okumaliriramu.
Use the valley of decision.
Joel 3:14. Olugube lw'abantu bali mu kiwonvu eky'okusaliramu. Kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi mu kiwonvu eky'okusaliramu. Enjuba n'omwezi biriko ekizikiza.
Ate waliyo okwaka
mu They would have fallen already.
Enjuba n'omwezi biriko ekizikiza. N'emmunyeenye zirekayo okwaka kwazo.
They've already fallen.
Awo Mukama ali wuluguma ngayime Sayuni. Ali letedde boozi lye ngayime Yerusalemi.
Ali bera mu kibuga ki?
He will be in the city of Jerusalem.
Bring
them here.
Get those
and you hear roaring of the voice. Roaring.
Wali abaddeke yo. Mu kisirikire yo wanso.
Have you ever been in the silence?
Mubaleete wano.
I say bring here and the voice is roaring.
No worry.
In the valley, and the wind blows, the voice has been much, you threatened and trembling. And the roaring is there. Roaring.
Bring
them here. And the roaring on the voice. And it's roaring. If you are there in
a
body of flesh, as they would have brought you out, you would have pooped on yourself. Over that voice. We shall be in another body we started in. That which died in Adam. Which is like a sack.
You're
joking on the Lord.
But
that day will prove to you who is God.
Those
you find a God you worship in the shrine. And they find a false Jesus.
Who,
instead of knowing the right Christ.
You're
there as long as you eat, drink, drive cars. You think it's peace.
As long
as you drive
cars, it's
holiness. You're wasting your time. You're hanging yourself.
Yoweri esule yokusatu olunyi yole 10 n'omukaga.
Joel 3 verse 16.
Neguru nensi biri kankana. Naye Mukama aliba buddukiro eri abantu be.
Fe tuli bera tuli eri naye.
We shall be with him in heaven.
Ngawo tuka Mukama munnange.
And we say, Lord,
uwa nyambo
tya. You help me how?
Embere eri mwasinga sindonje.
Which down is that good?
Uja kubobukira bano mu chifuba.
Uwa wono tya munnange. Embracing your colleagues. How they are saved. Welcome back. You know, here we have a life, people think it's a joke. As they move on to consume the whole of it.
Joel 3 verse 16.
Eguru
n'ensi biri kankana. Naye mukama aliba buddukira eri abantu be era ekigo eri abaana ba Isirayiri. Bwe mutyo mulimanyanga nze ndi mukama Katonda wammwe. Abeera ku Sayuni olusozi lwange olutukuvu. Kale Yerusalemi kiriba kitukuvu. So tewali wabannaggwanga abali kiyitamu nate.
Ate baliddamu.
Will they ever?
Wawulidde tulina obaziika banoonyereza munoonyereza obugumba obusigadde.
And they search out all their remnants in the city.
Ugumba, gumba,
all the bones which have fallen from them.
Yoweri esuule yokusatu olunyiro 18.
Joel 3 verse 18.
Awo lulituuka ku lunaku luli ensozi ziritonya omwenge omuwoomerevu n'obusozi buli kulukuta amata.
Eyo tugenda kugenda ku nsozi zaffe mu
ggulu eri. We shall go in our mountains in the new heavens.
Wali eggulu eryokubiri litonya amata.
Second heaven dripping with milk, honey.
The
second heaven, the new heaven that you see there, it's milk flowing and honey.
And
we are heading the new heavens and the new earth. Me, I am yearning for only good things there. The Holy Spirit gave a brethren a song and said, I am desiring to go back home. I am desiring to get back to heaven.
Sebonga, ensozi zirisebo zaasirika.
In the new heavens, they don't drip honey right now. Not even milk. But that day they will give birth to streams of milk. And we shall go there as the others flow in streams of fire. We are in milk, we are bathing ourselves. We are on honey and we are sucking it. In the good life. Life which is enjoyable.
Joel 3 verse 18. N'obugga bwonna obwa Yuda buli kulukuta amazzi. Era oluzzi luliva mu nnyumba ya Mukama.
Eri waggulu mu third heaven.
Above in third heaven. Revelation 22. Verse
1.
The stream from the throne of the Lamb of God.
Take
streams of milk and honey. Companies of soda, but the soda will be plenty there.
Joel 3 verse 18. Luli fukirira ekiwonvu sitimu. Misiri eriba matongo. Ne Edomu eriba dungu.
Those
who would have already passed away.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus. When we enter Nahum, Nahum chapter
1,
verse 10.
Nahum, esure esoka, olunyiririrwa kumi.
Nahum 1 from verse 10.
Kubanga ne wankubadde nga balinga amaggwa, agatakwataganye, era nga batobye. Kwenkana mukunywa kwawe. Bali okerwa ddala ng'ensambu enkalu.
Kibana bagenda sulibwayo.
Natuziika
wali.
As we bury.
Banga agamba mbiri gwabwe gulinga amaggwa gwa gulinga amasengere
sengere. Their bodies like thorns, like grows.
Naye agamba alina okubookira ddala ng'ensambu.
But he has to consume them like stable.
Wali olabyeko ensiko ng'eyitamu omuliro.
Have you ever seen a bush and the fire is consumed it? After falling in the lake of fire, fire passes and consumes all of you.
And
it comes back, handles one toe with another. Penetrates and consumes all of you.
Like
you see a fire consuming a booth.
If
they cast you in it.
Nahum 1
verse 12.
Mugwe, muvuddomu, alowoza akabi ku Mukama. Atese ebibi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama nti, newankubadde nga balina amaanyi, amakakafu, era bangi.
Balina n'amaki? Amaanyi ate nga makakafu.
They have powers and they are allies. You know, weapons and tested even them.
And
they based within Gog and Magog. And they proved their power. They have made even practice.
bakoze bizungirizi bibulira mu banga
nakibu rockets they can disappear in the space you
can see tumano,
they can send and it is here up we can see it here we have to see it let them they send it here
na ye
but
montaro zayo bako enyonyi ebulira
nga there was an aeroplane disappears from the space you can't see it
banonyeza amanyi ne bakakasano kakasano tugalina
their powers and proved we have them
ne bakakasano obunji bwawe
prove even their allies and the numbers were great
rude moko
nakum esule esoko runyiri ole 10 no
rumu Nahum 1 verse 11
mugwe muvudde omwalo woza akabi ku mukama atese bibi bwati wayogera mukama nti ne wankubadde nga balina amanyi amakakafu era bangi era balizikirira naye alivaawo ne wankubadde nga nakulabisa ennaku Sichakula bisanga naku.
Fetuli ba kwewo nerawo.
We are to be saved.
Mukama alikuruhirwa.
God is on our side.
Atuingire musule yokubi.
Let's enter chapter 2.
Atuvirida kulusoka.
Naku musule yokubiri olunyiri olusoka.
Nahum 2 from verse 1.
Oyatanda gira ayambuse mumaso go. Kume ekigo. Tunulire kubo. Nyweze ekiwato kyo. Bera na amanyi agata singika. Kubanga
machi.
Ichigo.
Uome kuborio.
Guard your way. I think you know our home. Don't forget it. Watch the way taking you back home in heaven. No one should shake your waist. We speak of the truth.
It's
in Ephesians 6:10. On to 13.
Nakum, esule yokubiri, olunyiri olwokubiri.
Nahum 2 verse 2.
Nti kubanga mukama zao ekitiibwa ekingi ekya Yakobo ng'ekitiibwa ekingi ekya Isirayiri kubanga abatuluzi babatuludde
bajja kutulula bulungi nnyo
they will lay you out
nti kubanga abatuluzi babatuludde ne baaya amatabi g'emizabibu gyabwe engazo z'abazirabe zisigibwako gerenge abantu abaamaanyi bambadde engoye entwakaavu ebyuma ebyamagaali bimasamasa
be bamalayika abamagombe
those are the angels of hell
bajja kubayo mu kiwonvu
they will be within that valley
jukira ajja kuba enzikiza nebo nga
bamemba
amyasawo mulundi kumu nakuba mwebbo
once and they will flash it and they hook you out
bakwambusa mu kizikiza ku mulyango w'eguru
darkness and the door of heaven
no mla
a darkness and it takes you out.
We go back to meet
you. They have not hooked in you. You wonder what the noise is about. It's a day full of fear.
The day
of the Lord is full of fear.
When
you come out crying and the heart even hold it yourself at
because
the fear is too much on that day. It's good to take your head to see and go there. Now in the vision just ahead in the future.
Then
you reach and you see them.
Nakumu esule yokubiri olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Nahum 2 verse 3.
Kulunaku lwateekateeka era amafumu gagalulwa n'entiisa.
Musajja ajabeere lyasooka wube.
He comes with a spear is waving it, waving.
Nga bw'olengera
and you're watching. What is that? Chain is whip. It hooks you and you make noise. Begin to jump around. Wave his spears and throw it your way. These are not easy men.
They
are full of every fear. He's going to take you but he first
gets to the front of you
and he waves you things. You hear how they jaw they'll take a spear through it. And even hooks you with a hook. Takes you off.
Nakumu, esule yoku vyolunyiri yolwokuna.
Nahum 2 verse 4.
Amagali gata ira mungudo embiro. Ganyi gana mungudo engazi. Gafana nange mimuri.
Gabu. Abagama mchumvu chizikiza hijia kubachi nene.
Darkness will be in the valley.
Omulengera ajja okunona obanga ava mu bwengula yakatwalayo anonye mulala.
Just taking his coming for another. Remember they have wings. Those we see right there.
Ayiwako weyinga
mpungu. He puts on like an eagle.
Nakubaza ngenda nono oyo.
I'm going to get that one.
Bamwe dobo muruba.
And in the jaw and you begin to make noise.
Nakumu esule eyokubiri.
Nahum 2 verse 4.
Gabuka.
Okurondo, okunono, okuria, okumanyi.
This speaks and is jumping and at random. The one they have not picked your attention.
Maybe
I'm the next.
What
are they taking them? All of them go shouting as they take them. They will hook them once.
Random.
Remember they go, they come, they go get up, down, very busy.
Nahum 2 verse 4. Gabuka, nge miansa. Ajukira bechitibu ababe. Besi tara, nga bagenda.
But what you want to be, you will do.
The Christian says things are finished.
Na kumwesule yokuviri orunyi yorokutanu. Ajukira abekitibwa ababe, besitala nga bagenda. Bangu okutuuka ku bugwe owekigo. Ogugabo ne gutekebwa. Enzigi ez'okumigga ziguddwawo. Ennyumba ya Kabaka ne bagisaanyawo. Kuzabu n'avumbuka.
Setani gwe bajja okunoonya.
The devil will be the first to look for.
Wano gwe bayise kuzabu.
This here the call.
Hali wakasajja.
Where is that man?
Nemirambe namusoke mugize.
All the dead cops put them aside and they kick them off.
Neka Jezebeli.
Even Jezebeli.
Nabi bobulimba.
And the false prophets.
N'abatuma bobulimba. Bagenda soka abo abasumba bobulimba abayigiriza bobulimba. Wayimba ebitaliyo.
They will say what's not right.
Gwe bagamba nti bagenda twara ensoro setani.
When they take the dragon, the devil,
ensoro,
the beast,
babogera ku Jezebel.
They speak of Jezebel.
Oba pikinga Jezebel ne bamalayika bonna abagwa.
Jezebel, oh, fallen angel.
Oba nona nabbi w'obulimba.
When they take the
buli muntu eyaweerereza mu kirabo eky'omwoyo n'afuuka wa bulimba yaba alina okuddako.
Spiritual gift and they became false, they will be next.
Nga tebanna pikinga bano ba
before this
basama na kirabo kyange
sategeera buli never discover their gifts. That's why I fight to become
a gift
not to have any falsehood in it. Who has it joke and mix falseness in it, you will see. After they have taken the devil,
Jezebel,
fallen angels,
you will be the next
false prophets, apostles, pastors who are false. And they will come
for their
followers, wizards and the others.
You had begun religions
which are not right and beliefs.
In the group
of false apostles, you go there.
And
as they bring groups, we see them. When they pass the devil, we see Jezebel. We know fallen angels are next. After them,
false
prophets and apostles and pastors who are false. Look at how you look at them.
You
like to if I did run from Rueza, you had finished me. Everyone you read from somewhere, I can't speak it out.
But that your
pastor will bring dragging them there.
But
you say, what?
You are the
one who humbled yourself.
Yet you are not
right in your rooms. You like Jesus, yet you are on a false Christ.
You
see, what?
I love the way you
do what? The way you what?
Now we are handling
you. Now you are handling your situation right as you sang.
God handles
very well his issues and their issues.
When you think of
evil, you
are
handling
it.
Pay you as your acts have been.
Nahum 2 verse 7. Kuzabu n'avumbuka n'atwalibwa.
Oyo yevali no kusoka bamunonye munga emirambe mirabagira soka bagikube
bagisambe they will kick them
out of the
Lucifer. Looking for Lucifer. Let's begin from that. God bless you. Ha ha ha.